You'll hear a conversation between a 60-year-old father and his two children, John and Sally. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Well, Dad, it's great to see you again after so long. Thanks for inviting us here for dinner.
Not at all, John. The pleasure's all mine. I've been to this place once or twice, and I thought it would be ideal for our little get-together.
I've passed it a couple of times myself and thought of eating here. I must say, it's a lovely place. Let's have a look at the menu, shall we?
There's certainly a lot to choose from. I think I'll try the fish. It says here the fish is fresh every day.
I fancy a nice juicy steak.
Well, I'm going to go for the chicken. It's plain. All these fancy sauces are all right if you've got the stomach for them. But I can do without all the trimmings.
Shall I see if I can catch the waiter's eye then? If we're ready to order. Oh, what are we going to drink?
Well, actually, I ordered a bottle of champagne earlier. After all, this is a celebration. John, Sally, I've got something to tell you.
A celebration? What do you mean, Dad?
Something to tell us? Have you won some money?
Not money, but I do feel I've won something. Look, John, Sally, I don't see you two very often these days. You've both got such busy lives and careers here in London, and even though I only live 20 miles away, we're lucky to see each other once or twice a year. I know it was different when your mother was alive. Perhaps you thought it was a home then. But now you only come back as a duty, not because you want to.
That's not true, Dad. As you say, we have stressful jobs. You do know that since I got this promotion, I have to travel around the country at least 2 weeks every month. At weekends, all I want to do is relax at my flat. I don't want to travel anywhere, even if it's only 20 miles.
Okay, Sally, just let Dad finish what he has to tell us.
Yes, well, the truth is, I've missed your mum a lot these past 5 years. And to be honest, I never thought I'd ever find someone to take her place. But I joined a club where people who feel lonely get together with, you know, others in the same situation. I went with my friend Dave, my colleague at work.
I hope you aren't telling us you have a girlfriend at your age.
Not a girlfriend, a fiancé. I'm going to get married again.
What? How can you even think of it? No one could take Mum's place.
And you never even told us you were seeing someone.
Look, I know it's a shock, but I'm sure you'll like her. Her name's Marjorie. She's very kind and she cares for me. And she has two children, and they give me a new lease of life.
So how old is this Marjorie?
She's 35, and the children are 10 and 8. She was widowed 5 years ago. Her husband died in an accident.
What will our friends think? She's just a couple of years older than us. They'll think you're making a fool of yourself.
I'm really sorry you feel this way. I never thought you'd worry more about your friends' reactions than my happiness. But you're both invited to the wedding. It's next Saturday.
Don't expect me there. I, for one, will never accept this marriage.
Well, I have to tell you something else. We want a fresh start for the four of us. So next month we're emigrating to Australia. We think it'll be a good place to bring up the children.
What?
Dad, how could you?
Now you'll hear part four again.
Well, Dad, it's great to see you again after so long. Thanks for inviting us here for dinner.
Not at all, John. The pleasure's all mine. I've been to this place once or twice, and I thought it would be ideal for our little get-together.
I've passed it a couple of times myself and thought of eating here. I must say, it's a lovely place. Let's have a look at the menu, shall we?
There's certainly a lot to choose from. I think I'll try the fish. It says here the fish is fresh every day.
I fancy a nice juicy steak.
Well, I'm going to go for the chicken. It's plain. All these fancy sauces are all right if you've got the stomach for them. But I can do without all the trimmings.
Shall I see if I can catch the waiter's eye then? If we're ready to order. Oh, what are we going to drink?
Well, actually, I ordered a bottle of champagne earlier. After all, this is a celebration. John, Sally, I've got something to tell you.
A celebration? What do you mean, Dad?
Something to tell us? Have you won some money?
Not money, but I do feel I've won something. Look, John, Sally, I don't see you two very often these days. You've both got such busy lives and careers here in London, and even though I only live 20 miles away, we're lucky to see each other once or twice a year. I know it was different when your mother was alive. Perhaps you thought it was at home then, but now you only come back as a duty, not because you want to.
That's not true, Dad. As you say, we have stressful jobs. You do know that since I got this promotion, I have to travel around the country at least 2 weeks every month. At weekends, all I want to do is relax at my flat. I don't want to travel anywhere, even if it's only 20 miles.
Okay, Sally, just let Dad finish what he has to tell us.
Yes, well, the truth is, I've missed your mum a lot these past 5 years. And to be honest, I never thought I'd ever find someone to take her place. But I joined a club where people who feel lonely get together with, you know, others in the same situation. I went with my friend Dave, my colleague at work.
I hope you aren't telling us you have a girlfriend at your age.
Not a girlfriend, a fiancé. I'm going to get married again.
What? How can you even think of it? No one could take Mum's place.
And you never even told us you were seeing someone.
Look, I know it's a shock, but I'm sure you'll like her. Her name's Marjorie. She's very kind and she cares for me. And she has 2 children, and they give me a new lease of life.
So how old is this Marjorie?
She's 35, and the children are 10 and 8. She was widowed 5 years ago. Her husband died in an accident.
What will our friends think? She's just a couple of years older than us. They'll think you're making a fool of yourself.
I'm really sorry you feel this way. I never thought you'd worry more about your friends' reactions than my happiness. But you're both invited to the wedding. It's next Saturday.
Don't expect me there. I, for one, will never accept this marriage.
Well, I have to tell you something else. We want a fresh start for the 4 of us. So next month we're emigrating to Australia. We think it'll be a good place to bring up the children.
What?
Dad, how could you?
That is the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time.